Jason Dick and friends. Dallin tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, Avery is right. Amy is a big-time joke thief. Without people like Wendy Liebman and Dave Attell, half of her act would be gone. Is that right? You stand, yeah. Stand by that, Avery?
I do.
We need more comedy feuds. I've been trying you and your friends. You guys are all too buddy-buddy and loyal, all right?
Yeah, we love
I'm
each
find,
other.
I'm going to find somebody to stab you in the back, all right?
I'm beloved.
I'm going to find one of them.
You have to go outside the city limits for that.
We need some local comic beef. Come on, man. Let's be the source of the beef.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'll start picking some fights.
Pick some fights.
It gives me the job.
And you can bring them up here and y'all just yell at each other.
I'll set something up. Let's do it.
Does that sound like fun?
Yeah.
Anybody? No?
I'll go steal somebody's act.
Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you about my Easter brunch at Kalahari. And I'm going to do so in a very careful, calculated way to make sure that it doesn't seem like I'm talking crap about the place. Because I enjoyed my time there.
It was lovely.
Yes. All of those things. I like your lemur character person. Is that a lemur? I don't know what lemurs look like.
Mascot?
Yeah. They just had some mascot type people walking around on Easter.
They look
think
like
one was a lemur.
Like kind of like a nerdy raccoon.
A nerdy raccoon.
All right.
That raccoon reads books.
Godzilla v. Kong crushed it at the box office this weekend. Nick, you told me your only plans for the weekend were to watch Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me you didn't do it. What is your problem?
Well, it was supposed to be a date with the Room Lord because he's a big kaiju guy. So, like, we were going to watch it together. And then you and I went and got drunk on Friday night. So that didn't help. And then
I had a reasonable amount of beers. Thank you.
I didn't. Saturday,
we
ended
up
disc golfing.
Purple drink.
And then Sunday, Sunday he had Easter, so we just never made it work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess was that Saturday morning. I walked into the living room and Gil, my roommate, was watching it, or at least I assume that would be if there's a gigantic lizard and a big
gorilla
type thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is the Sapien, simian thing. Yeah, if they're fighting each other and destroying a city, I can feel confident he was watching Godzilla versus Kong, right? Yeah.
If the Rock is there, then that's Rampage. That's a couple years old.
Okay.
If there's no Rock, it's a Godzilla movie.
I love the Rock.
$48.5 million since it opened on Wednesday.
Wow.
$32 million over the three-day Easter weekend. It is the biggest opening since pandemic times crashed down upon our world. Wonder Woman 1984 was the previous biggest weekend, which was just $16 million over Christmas. I did not watch that.
It was bad.
Both of these also released on HBO Max the same day they hit the theaters, but I guess people more comfortable going to the theater now. Plus, I mean, Godzilla versus Kong, you got to see that on the big screen, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The popcorn.
What happens in Godzilla versus Kong where they are?
I mean, they just, you see
these
giant
two worlds intersect.
It's a lot of destruction porn, watching cities being blown up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, there's probably a Mothra at some point.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well,
I heard the actual like monster fights are really good. Obviously, the plot is a little bit weak.
The 40 seconds that I watched while they were swinging at each other amongst the skyscrapers, I was like, all right.
But this is also
pretty good CGI work that you guys put together.
You like those Matthew Broderick Godzillas?
No.
Yeah, those were bad too.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
They did I don't know the details, but the Room Lord was watching this. So they did like one in Japan, like the old school style Godzillas.
Uh-huh.
But they specifically brought in the Matthew Broderick 1990s Godzilla just so that they could immediately kill it off. And just be like, that Godzilla is a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, just people are that upset about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fight scenes are cool. I'm watching this because this is apparently the third in the new Godzilla series.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one had the Flash and Coach Taylor in there, and then they died. And the second one, not the Flash, Quicksilver. The third one had what's-her-face from Stranger Things. No more Egos for her, I assume. I didn't
Millie
watch
Bobby
it.
Brown. Yeah.
And now this one, I'm just like, at this point, like, why are y'all still rebuilding cities? Like, the world is destroyed. It's done.
Stop.
There's no coming back from this. Like, not even just factoring in that it's now a giant monkey is fighting a radioactive dragon. Like, just the amount of destruction from these things, we're done.
I feel like that might be in the suspend some disbelief corner that you're supposed to do there, but I don't know. Speaking of movie things, Avery, you told me you just watched the Space Jam 2 trailer and you are horrified.
Oh, my gosh.
How can it be bad? That bad? What's the problem?
It's so bad. The Monstars are like, they're not. It's just, I don't like that there's like a simulation and that there's a different, they're not going to space. Yes. They're not going to a planet.
You're
they're just
going to virtual space, not outer space. So that's how they're trying to justify this whole space jam thing. Here's my other problem.
Also, I need the theme song. Everybody get up. It's time to jam now. Yeah, I need that
Well,
theme
obviously
song
for me, but it's always the I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh,
is that R.
Yeah.
Kelly? Or is that, are we timed up? Can we not enjoy that anymore?
Ugh, I don't know.
But okay, there's three problems. Is LeBron James has a kid in there, but it's not Bronny Jr.
Yeah.
It's some little actor kid who's like 12.
Okay.
And it's like LeBron James is like,
and
I want you.
It's basically like Taken, but with cartoons. They're like, give me back my son.
His kid doesn't want to play basketball. LeBron's like, you have so much potential. I'm like, I know who your kid is. He's already, you know, some a-hole in prep school.
But they kidnap the kid, and he's going to get stuck there or something, right?
And then also, they do the same thing that they did in the first one, which I guess is okay, but it's not LeBron's real family.
Yeah.
It's the girl from the Star Trek Discovery. But he has a wife and kids. Get his wife and kids
in
there.
Michael J. Fox's dad is not Crispin Glover.
With that logic, everyone should just gas their mom and dad.
He's not playing Michael J. Fox. He's playing Marty McFly. LeBron James is playing LeBron James basketball superstar. Also, they killed the 1995 Space Jam website just to play a trailer. That website was going to live forever.
You lost me somewhere.
We're all so mad.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Comic Avery Moore with us today. Happy Easter, Avery. How was your Easter? Everything good?
I just bartended, and everybody was going from 0 to 60.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cranking it up for the holiday.
All really? Right.
Well,
yeah.
He has risen.
For our Lord and Savior.
This is what we got. You know what? That's perfect. I'm glad you're here because I have some bartender ethics questions that I want to ask you.
All right.
I feel like I like to ask this after every big holiday. Which of your family members got drunk and ruined it for everyone? And I like to ask that after every big holiday because usually I do that. I put together a little streak for myself, which I was telling Nick about on Friday. I was like, I got to make sure that I break this streak because, Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving, you get up and you just start to, you know, prepping things and drinking vodka in the morning. And then come time to eat, you're like not really capable of speech. And everybody's like, what's wrong with you, Jason? And I'm like, oh,
it's
something about the pilgrims.
It's the turkey. It makes me sleepy.
Yeah. And then Christmas, same. Not so much Christmas Day, but you remember there was the whole Hawaiian cops ride to the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Don't investigate. That's fine. But I was a couple holidays in a row where I'd overserved myself. And so for Easter, and I don't count any of those Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day things because
major holidays.
I don't have to be in front of my family for those.
Yeah.
But for this one, I was like, okay, we're going to keep this, keep it on the straight and narrow, locked down. No messing up Easter for anybody.
Yeah.
And we're at Kalahari in Round Rock, the advertiser on this program. I said all week long that I was not expecting special treatment, but it would be accepting of special treatment. And we were halfway through brunch, and my mom just says to me, is like, seems like pretty normal treatment. like, okay, sure. Why not? But we had a good time. Easter brunch buffet sort of situation, as much as you can get down with buffets these days. We're all vaccinated. It was fine.
Yeah.
This is a little costly, which again, you charge what? It was $50 for adults and $15 for the one kid, Bumbleito. It was only $15. So, and were you here when we were discussing? We were like,
what's up with the price difference?
Is it possible that the $50 includes some sort of adult beverage package? It does not.
Oh, so okay.
It's just $50 and you get to go to the carving station and eat all the eggs and sausage that you want. Again, I'm not criticizing anybody's price structure until the waiter comes around and asks us, what do we want to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody brings up the mimosa plan, and I was like, okay, I'll have a mimosa. Okay,
yeah.
We can keep it chill.
There's no such thing as a mimosa.
I'll have a mimosa. That's fine. The four adults, we were like, four mimosas, and he brings me there's a new bill. I've already paid at the front, but now there's a new bill that comes with the mimosas. And it's $72.
What?
Jesus.
For four mimosas?
And he just set it down. I was like, Hold on a second, sir.
And I were these carafes?
I was like, it was a bigger than average size mimosa. That's like not insane. In a champagne flute, but it's not. No, it was just a single serving mimosa.
And it's probably just
mimosa.
Like Andre.
Oh, I'm sure that's not the
top of the line.
They just passed that bill that lets alcohol to go be forever legal or something like that. They should have had a rider in there that mimosas are by law
bottomless,
capped at $3 a mimosa.
Okay.
Unless they are bottomless. So bottomless, it should be $10.
This is how we got ourselves into this predicament is because I did not read the menu. The man came around and we just said, we want mimosas.
Well, they're counting on that.
It's $18 bottomless mimosas.
Okay.
So I'm still a little pricey according to your $10 charge,
Nick.
Just
asking for another cup.
That's fine. That's fine. But now I'm...
My point is if it's bottomless, I can eventually defeat that. I can make that a value.
Of course.
I might defeat die. That. Of course. You can win.
But I'm going to get my money's worth going out.
But and see, that's the situation. Remember, I was like, we're going to keep it on the straight and narrow today.
But
we're
going to
be cool.
But now,
I've obligated myself into bottomless mimosas, and I have to, I can't just have two and then be like,
wasn't very bottomless. Or did you have juice options?
There were a whole bunch of juices, but we didn't branch out on the... Is there
grapefruit?
Is there an expert bartender move when it comes to...
No, I've worked at places where I bartended brunch, and we had, like, apple juice and grapefruit juice, which, to me, I mean, I just want orange juice and champagne, but grapefruit is kind of nice.
I did some experimentation during football season. I tried just grape juice. Does not work. We determined grape juice doesn't work.
I love grape juice. I love grape-flavored things.
Mm-hmm. But grape juice mimosa?
No.
Like there may have been some sort of getting the mixture right, but no, I think it's just
at
a
some
fail.
Point the server was not coming around at the frequency that I thought was necessary
for the bottomless.
Particularly
mimosa.
When you've been tricked into ordering bottomless mimosas. I just went up to the bar and was like, "Hey, can you fill me up?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." And I had never seen this before. They put triple sec in their mimosas.
Does
that seem
you
like
got a
normal
floater? Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all right, if you say so, buddy.
That's so dangerous.
What's that?
Champagne and triple sec.
Oh, I'm sure. I figured out first of all, if I order from you and we just say mimosa, do you just say, okay, that surely means bottomless mimosa. I'm going to put this whole family in for bottomless mimosa.
Was there an option?
The menu had a sparkling wine option that was $7.
There's like a sneaky upsale that you do, you know?
He didn't say nothing. He didn't tell me until he grabbed the menu after I was like, $72? Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, see, but that's... You can stay and drink all day. I was like, I can't stay and drink all day, okay? I have to be a well-behaved, grown-up adult person.
Yeah.
But it's fine. The thing I actually wanted to ask you about, on the menu, just because I saw this, I was like, what are we doing here, Kalahari? It's $14 for their premium brand spirits.
Okay.
That's fine.
For top shelf.
Yeah, we're at a resort. So pay the premium cost. It says here for rocks, add $3. Now that's just
for
ice.
Ice.
That's just ice, right?
It's probably a bigger pour.
Ah.
If it's on the rocks, because if you're getting it neat, it's gonna be like, you know, an ounce and a half.
Right. But so you probably, pour more.
It's probably
or does
a bigger
it just
pour.
Look more now that you got ice in there.
I mean, that is also a possibility. They could just be pulling one over on you.
I think you pour more to counteract the ice.
Yeah. Usually, if you put it on the rocks, it's a bigger pour.
All right. I guess that's fine then.
Yeah. Like
I don't like your way of explaining it here, Kalahari. For rocks, add $3.
Yeah,
I'm like,
really
this is
does
ice,
just
man.
Seem like, here's some frozen water
can I
for
bring,
$3.
Can I bring my own rocks? save the $3 there?
Yeah.
But anyway, I determined $18. You had to have three mimosas to get your money's worth on the bottomless thing. So I had five, which is fine. Everything is good.
Good.
I think probably. I don't know.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Avery Moore with us. Nick here, of course. They have fun elephant mascots, and I guess Nick is telling me that's just a monkey. I was trying to get adventurous, saying that's a lemur. But
It's definitely not a lemur. I've narrowed it down to it. It's either a baboon. I think it's a baboon.
A baboon?
A baboon.
Baboon. Baboon.
It could be a capuchin? 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 The monkey from Friends.
Okay.
But
there's a monkey on Friends?
Yeah. Ross has one.
What?
I don't really know Friends things either.
I've never watched the whole episode.
Is the monkey arc?
I mean, he's in there the first couple of seasons.
There's multiple seasons of monkey business on Friends?
He has a monkey.
That show just keeps getting worse and worse. I'm out of the loop on that one.
But I can't rely on it's not a crab eating macaque, so.
Excuse me.
M-A-C-A-Q-U-E.
Macaque.
Pretty impressive property they got up there, Kalahari. As soon as you pull in. And Bumblebee even said this. She's like, is there a casino here? And I'm like, no, there's no casinos in Texas, really. We don't have that. But there should be. You're right. It looks like there should be a casino there. Let's get a flipping casino. Come on, Round Rock. You can change the law. Just tell them we're going to do it.
Why don't we get casinos? It's not fair.
It destroys the moral fiber of society, Avery, okay?
All right.
Families apart. Gambling is evil.
Yeah,
unless it's the state lottery, in which case, get after it.
Fund education.
Go for it. Do it for the kids. It was a fun, not disastrous Easter, which that's what I set the bar at.
Good.
Just
not disastrous Easter.
You said people were going from 0 to 60.
I had to cut off four groups of people. It was insane.
Now, are these people that haven't been going out, and so they're?
I think so, and I also think they were coming from brunch. And they were coming in to drink after brunch, and they'd already been drinking, but they were carrying themselves really well when they came in. And then, like, after one round, they're just gone.
Yeah.
Or are they
This one girl, she just comes up, and she's, like, dancing. I wish you guys could see. Have you seen that gif of Kermit, like, dancing real sexy?
No, but I'm enjoying your interpretation of it.
It was like that, and she was like, hey, what's your name? And I was like, Avery. And she was like, oh, love that name. And I was like, yeah, can I close you out?
This is borderline illegal, what's happening right now.
Can you just come on over here? I'm going to sign you out,
darling.
Stop
this. So that's not a very regular occurrence that you have to cut people off.
Huh? I mean, on the weekends when people are getting crazy, but on a Sunday afternoon, four groups of people, no.
Right. He is risen, okay?
He is risen, and he's getting lit.
And let's do it. Happy Easter.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends, 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends with another Haymaker gift card for you to win today. Coming up in just a moment, possums. Why did it have to be possums? Avery Moore's with us.
Hey.
Sports brought to you by, all right, turn the thing on the stuff and that. What an exciting time in the sporting world, guys. Ladies championship last night, Stanford, you did it. Gonzaga, Baylor, tonight. It's Masters weekend.
Whoa.
Masters week. But topping all sports news, Nicholas Hajda is a disc golfer now.
Prodigy.
Is that right?
Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Well, is that, I think you have to be a kid to be a prodigy, but... I decided to, I went and played some disc golf with our man Davis, the door guy, who was,
what's up, Davis?
I don't know if he's like a pseudo celebrity disc golfer or if he just knows everybody that disc golfs.
Celebrity disc golf.
But just that man, like he's my go-to disc golf expert.
I feel like that community probably is,
it's pretty tight.
Yeah. Everybody knows everybody. And so Davis,
he was telling me he knows Trevin, which I feel like that qualifies.
Is there a disc golf bar where everybody hangs out?
He was telling us about some campground place in San Marcos that's got a big fancy disc golf course on there. So yeah, I'm sure there is.
Everybody just popping some claws.
I mean, they do more of the. Their choice is more of a play that thing for me.
They smoke marijuana cigarettes,
not drink. But,
gotcha.
Okay.
And so we'd been talking about it. Just like he's because he's always like, hey, let's go disc golfing. People always want disc golf. I was like, okay, that sounds like a fun thing to do on the weekend. That's, you know, outside, safe, but also social.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, none of us thought to check the weather forecast for this weekend. It's quite wet.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Did you go on Saturday?
More muddy.
Yeah. That was our past Saturday.
I was playing real golf on Saturday morning.
Ball golf. But ball golf.
Ball
is
golf.
There's no
that's
real
insane.
Golf.
Ball golf.
I want you disc golfers out there to know that off the air, Nick has called it frisbee golf million times.
Hey.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's it. I know that doesn't fly, right?
You get the lawyers involved in this.
They don't care.
It's a trademark.
They don't care for frisbee golf, right?
Well, apparently,
Frolf.
Did you go frolfing?
Whoever was the guy that invented the frisbee, I assume his name is like Jonas Frisbee or something.
Frisbee.
Apparently, yeah, like he invented frisbee golf, and then the people, because he worked at Frisbee, and this is officially from Davis the Door Guy's mouth. Like, he gave us just a running commentary on the history of disc golf as we were playing. And so, like, yeah, the disc golf, the frisbee people were like, no, frisbee's trademark, that suit. So he's like, okay, fine, it's disc golf. So
it was
frisbee golf until the man kicked us down.
Well, we played real golf on Saturday morning, and yeah, the weather was quite questionable. And I took that golf cart into some spots that I was like, oh no, we're stuck. we're just leaving it here. But it was real gross and wet out.
Yeah, we started off, we decided, because we were playing at Zilker Park, because they just had like a little free disc golf thing. It was pretty cool, 18 holes, okay. 18 baskets, I don't know. But it was like, oh, let's go have brunch at East Siders, and then we'll see if the weather accommodates and things like that. And I had already, by the first cider, I had decided I'm writing off disc golf completely. Like, now we're just drinking. So, but the other people were like, oh, let's go try it. And I'm glad they did, because I did have a lot of fun. Wearing a pair of shoes, wore the wrong shoes.
Oh.
That was a mistake.
Okay. Are you good?
I Davis kept saying yes. I was disappointed with
the length
of my driving. But I have I get a good spin. Yeah, when you go off the tees.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had a good flow. We also played with listener Zach in New Braunfels.
Okay.
And sorry, Zach. He was terrible.
Oh.
He was so bad.
Wow.
But then halfway through, because I was just doing the traditional, you know, you just kind of spin and release the disc.
Yeah.
And it goes flying. But Zach's a flicker, apparently. You could do it like you flip your hand over and you put your two fingers and you just kind of go, shah, like you're skipping a stone or something.
Or like a ninja star.
Yeah. And so
you make the noise as
you
go,
shah.
I don't know if that's official. I was doing it.
You have to.
But yeah, so he was much better after that. And so we're all doing good. It's the opposite of my golf game. My golf game, I can't drive worth a crap.
Yeah, I've noticed that part.
I might as well just pick up the ball and throw it from the tees.
It'll go farther.
But then I'm halfway decent on the greens, or you know, sometimes the approach. Button. Whereas, like, there's literally one where I'm like 5 feet in front of the disc golf basket cup thing.
Yeah,
and I missed.
Yeah.
So.
But it's like a big chain cone.
Yeah. That's the fun. That is the sound of hitting those chains when you get it in there is so
good?
Much better than the ball golf.
Oh,
that's what
terrible
golf
impersonation.
Sounds like to you.
I was trying to get
that's
like that
concerning.
Echoing, thing.
We were playing golf on an 80s video game, Avery, so everything was that's what it all sounded like.
So that was awesome. I loved getting super close and just like kind of dunking it in there.
Oh, yeah,
actually throwing it.
Dunking on your friends.
You never played disc golf, Avery?
No, but one time I was doing an acid in the park where there was disc golf, and I got real scared.
Okay.
Me and my friends were walking around, and we thought that the disc golf people thought that we were following them, but we also thought that they were following us, but we were really just walking along the trail of the course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Disc golf people seem like they'd be down with
that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been invited many times. I've never frolfed, but I've had lots of people say you should come. Trevin on the radio before he was addicted to real golf was a big time disc golfer, and he was always trying to recruit me for set events.
No, don't listen to them. Stay away.
Well, I probably will, but you know it's funny. What my resistance to it all along, and I don't. Is it ironic? I was like, that all sounds like fun. Sounds like a lot of walking, boys.
Yeah.
Not so
you
much.
Need the cart.
Not really a walker. Yeah, I like that cart life. But now I'm like. A recreational walk / jogger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should be fine walking around the park slinging discs, but I don't know. Somehow still I'm like, I don't want to walk.
I feel like it's too close to hiking for you, even with your newfound love of walking.
Yeah.
I did a hike in Hawaii. I can hike things.
Did you get a stick?
I didn't get a stick.
You should have gotten a stick.
I absolutely should have gotten a stick.
A big, gnarly walking stick.
We climbed at the top of this. I tell you what,
I'll tell you what.
In the Hawaii guide, it was listed as like a average or recreational hike.
Oh, it's always more difficult.
And I was like, I would hate to take someone with a weaker spirit than myself up there. And yeah, I saw some lady coming down and she had a stick.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this old lady.
That's the most fun.
Old lady's got to get a stick.
Old lady with a stick.
I was a third of the way up there. I was like, God damn it, I could really use a stick right now.
Well, here, let me tell this, because John San Marcos told me about this game changer, soccer golf.
What?
Apparently they do soccer golf Pinnock, where you can kick it into the hole.
I hate it. Yeah, don't.
No more new sports.
Yeah.
If they called it football golf, would you be?
Why are you trying to bastardize all of my golfs, okay?
Yeah, leave golf alone.
Golf is fine just how it is.
No.
You can have golf. Mini golf, the end, okay? You frisbee, soccer, golf people. What's next? Donkey golf?
Hacky sack golf.
Here's what I want. You know those big inflatable ball things that you can climb into?
Yeah.
Do golf with that.
With people?
Do full-size golf.
People golf.
Yeah, like you just run and you go into the hole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.